Okay, recording. All right, my name's Omar Velasquez, and I'm going to be interviewing
Jeanette Mayer.
Okay, today's day is
March 17, 2018,
and do I have your permission to record this interview?
Yes, you do, Omar.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to be asking you some questions about your life, and yeah, okay. What was the happiest moment of your life?
I believe the happiest moment of my life is when I finally got married.
And what was one of the saddest moments of your life?
Oh, God. The saddest moment of my life is when my father died.
Wow. Okay. Who was the most important person in your life?
I believe it was my father.
Can you tell me about him?
Okay. My father was an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them till the third time coming over here before they let him into the country. In fact, he's got a plaque on Ellis Island when they finally came over. They were so scared and different about things coming over here that before the boat docked, they saw smoke coming out of the smokestack and they thought the boat was on fire. And so they jumped out into the ocean. And I thought that was pretty funny. You know, he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And he was also afraid that coming over here to America, that there wouldn't be things that he had from Spain. So
yeah.
In the bottom of his trunk, and I found this out years later from a fellow relative, distant cousin, that he had lined the whole bottom of his trunk with hazelnuts because he was afraid they weren't going to have any here in the United States, in America.
Yeah.
So that I thought was pretty comical, but he came here, during the war, he wasn't in the service, but he was a good, he was a supervisor that trained the women that had stayed behind to build the planes and everything. He never went past grade school.
Yeah.
But he was smart, and one of the main things that he always told me, he says, you need to know how to speak. You need to, you know, take speech, learn how to speak. You need to learn economics,
mm-hmm.
to know about business, and you have to follow your instinct because that'll always lead you the right way.
Wow. Okay. Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
Oh, yeah, the biggest influence. Okay, I'm a very... I would have to say my husband.
Yeah.
Because he has taught me patience.
Okay.
I'm a very stubborn person, very strong out, you know, let my emotions just fly off the handle. And I said, he's taught me to rein some of that back,
mm-hmm.
to stop and listen.
Yeah.
Before I speak. And that I think is a major gift.
He taught you great, huh?
Yeah.
What was the most important historical event you lived through?
Oh, that has to be 9/11.
9/11, wow.
Because I worked at the airport at American. As it turns out, that day I heard about it as I was pulling into the parking lot.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, please, God, don't let it be one of our planes.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it was.
Wow.
And through that whole period in the aftermath, one of the things that struck me is that one of two of those terrorists had checked in the day prior with us at the counter.
Yeah.
And just by the stroke of luck, because I was stuck with a first-class passenger, I wasn't the one to take him. My girlfriend next to me did.
Yeah.
And that just sticks. I remember seeing these fellows in line and saying, there's something off. But at the time I was busy, this and that and the other, things happened, and not until the next day when we found out
that happened,
that they had actually left on the flight the day before. Yeah. Out of LA did the, you know, I had workers that were on those planes, you know, it was just a, for me, that was the worst day.
Sorry to hear that. What are the most important lessons you learned in life?
Oh, I believe the most important lessons. Okay. That I judge people not by their race, not by their color, not by their gender, whether they be straight, gay, transgender, nothing like that. I judge people by themselves. If a person is good, it doesn't matter. Any of those other things are secondary, that's nothing. But if they're a good person, I don't care. Now, if they're a bad person, I don't care also. It doesn't have to mean that because, for instance, say a gay person was bad, they're just always bad.
Yeah.
That particular person was bad. It's not that because of the fact that he was gay that he was bad. I mean, through the airlines I've worked with all my life, that's all I've worked with.
Yeah.
Gays, transgenders, mm-hmm. blacks, whites, it doesn't matter. I've got, you know, the black girlfriends that I still to this day hang out with because we're all just one family, American. And I'm like going, with the airlines, that's what it is. You are a family. And it doesn't matter who, what, where, you know.
Yeah.
And I wish that more people would just realize that you have to judge people not by what they are, but who they are,
mm-hmm.
the person alone. And that, I think, has been the greatest gift that I've traveled the world, and no matter where you go around the world, there's good and bad everywhere. But if you treat people right, they'll treat you right.
Yeah.
Even the bad ones will.
Wow. What is your earliest memory?
Okay, I'm pushing the years. Let me see. The earliest memory. Would be... Let's see. I came to the country because I was born in Mexico, so my earliest memory of going with my grandmother on the bus to downtown LA to the Million Dollar Theater, and God bless my grandmother, but she had no freaking sense of direction, and so I must have been about, I want to kind of say 5 years old, five, six, and no, more like five, and she's about to get on the wrong bus that would have taken us to who knows where, and I'm arguing with her, telling her, you know, it's the wrong bus, and she actually climbed up the stairs, asked the driver, and the driver agreed, no, your granddaughter is right, you're on the wrong bus. that was my having to argue with her.
Okay. Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along to me?
Yes, being a student.
Yeah.
And being a teenager, I want you to keep an open mind on everything and anyone that you meet, because you can learn something from everyone that you meet.
Yeah.
And also, of course, stay in school. But if you're not meant for, say, a four-year college, which everyone pushes this year, it's not the only thing. Sometimes just knowing what you want and going for something else, say a plumber, mm-hmm. construction, whatever. Whatever you do, go into it and do it as well as you can, because that's just going to help you. And also, don't spend all your money on all of the new techie stuff, iPhones, you know, computers, whatnot. Always save and have a safe stash for when something goes wrong, you have something to fall back on. Don't spend everything that you make, because you never know when something's going to come up and you're going to need it.
Okay. All right. Then. Thank you.
What are you proudest of in your life?
I'm proudest of being able to travel the world.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there's just one continent I haven't hit, and that's Antarctica, but I'm still holding out for that. But of being able to go around the world, experiencing different peoples, different worlds, how other people live, that I think is the greatest education, is to see how the rest of the world is. And being able to talk, even if we don't know the language, using sign language in Africa,
mm-hmm.
to get my, you know, to talk with someone that spoke no English, to genuinely get to know people of other countries, other races, other everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's that was the best that I could ever imagine.
When in life have you felt most alone?
It's really tough because I think most alone is when I was able to buy my first house. And in order to afford it, because the interest rates at that time were like 10.5%, I was like working night and day, night and day. And I really didn't have a network at the time to back me up, because I was always at work. You know, I had my AA family, but when I came home, it was alone. Just being able to try and, you know, keep up with everything, I thought that was the toughest, those first couple of years trying to get ahead, and I didn't know a lot of people in the neighborhood. They were all very elderly.
Mm-hmm.
They were all stay-at-home-ish. They weren't too friendly at the time. It took them like about 5 years to get friendly with me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I kind of felt a little bit out of it.
Yeah. How has your life been different than what you imagined?
Well, I had imagined that I would go to college, have a college degree, this and that and the other. Unfortunately, at the time, my father, we had a restaurant, and he had several heart attacks, so I ended up going and stopping because I had to help with the family business, which is normal. I feel sorry that my brother got to be able to go and I had to continue to help the family. I did go back after in my 30s to try and finish up. And to this day, I still haven't finished, because when I bought the house, it was too much to work.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. So my greatest regret, I guess, was not finishing college. However, having said that, the street knowledge that I acquired, I think, would have has helped me just as much. I just wish I had gotten that degree, and who knows? Maybe I will.
Yeah. Okay. Lastly, is there anything you never told me but want to tell me now?
That I've never told you?
Yes. Is there anything that you never told me but want to tell me now?
Okay, I was a wild and crazy 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That, although I do not recommend this, in quotes, do not recommend, I did lie to my parents and took off to Woodstock. And to this day, both of them died, never knowing that that's where I had taken off to.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
It was wild and crazy. I loved it, but you know, it's still kind of. I should have mentioned it to him, but no, I just couldn't break the news to him.
All right, that's it for this interview. Thank you.
Well, I hope this helped you out.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more stories, but this is only 10 minutes, so
yeah.
I can't continue. Nor would you like to hear all of them.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. How's that for a little bit of everything? I know. I never did tell them. No problem.